all are telling that he is only Saptharas. I don't believe. I know that one who has come to Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will surely come to Srimati Radhika. For Annakut, who has given? Sachidevi or Snam? इनका नाम लिख करके केयर ऑफ इनका सती देवी केयर ऑफ
नवदीप
सो डज दिस मीन दैट हाउ डू वी प्रे टू दिस कंपैशनेट नेचर राधारानी डज इट हैव टू बी थ्रू हर रिप्रेजेंटेटिव
राधे वृंदावनाधीशे करुणामृत वाहिनी कृपया निज पादाब्ज दर्श्यम मह्यम तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय मांस आशा भरै अमृत सिंधु मयै कथञ्चित् कालो मयाति गमिता किल साम्प्रतं हि पञ्चे कृपामयि विधास्यसि नैव किं प्राणै व्रजेन बकार नापि I don't want to live my life. I don't want Bakari Krishna. I don't want to live in Vrindavan. Nothing. If you will not give your mercy, your lotus feet, then I don't want anything. So you should do Krita. I am yours. I am only to yours. I will also pray to Krishna. Shyame Rama Ramana Sundarta Varishta Sandarja Mohi Samajya Ganasya Shyama Sundara Shikhanda Shekhar Shmira Har Murli Manohar Radhika Rasikamam Kripa Nideswa Priya Charana Kinkari You should do your Priyatama Radhika's Kinkari means Palladasi of your Priya.
As Krishna.
Also to Krishna. You should give the dash of Radhika. So many. This is Rachayanting. Sancharan Netra Lakshmi. Lashita Kurulithi Khanjari Tasya Khelan. हृदय मधुपवल्ल वल्लवाधी सूनु अखिल गुण गंभीरा राधिकाम अर्चयामि श्यामे रमा रमण सुंदरता वरिष्ठ सुंदर मोहि समजगत श्यामश्च बाम्बुज बद्ध कदाहम ताम इंद्रिय विरल रूप भरा भजाम ओ कृष्ण प्रिय श्रीमती राधिका विल आई हैव अपॉर्चुनेट आई विल बी सो मच But so much, so bhagyavan
fortunate,
that Krishna has taken in his arm to Radhika. And Radhika is so much pleased because Krishna is under his control, her control. So, O Devi, when Krishna has caught in his left arms, And at that time, you are feeling so much pleasure. Will you give me darshan? And will tell that, oh, Kinkari, come on and do my seva. There are so many prayers to that. Also, Lina Nikunja Kahare Bhavating Mukunde Chitrayvasu Chitpati Sushira. That's how we can use. About a day, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 1 month, whole year will be taken in praying Srimati Radhika.
So a sadhak can make these prayers. A sadhaka devotee, he may make these prayers.
Pray and weep. bitterly. Yesu said, I will not drink, I will not eat, I will not do anything if you have no mercy to me. If animal is dying and telling that if Satsang Maharaj will come, then I will take water, otherwise I will die. What will you do?
I'll have to go.
You have to go.
Yeah.
Similarly, Srimati Radhika will have to come.
Hare.
साढ़े चार तो बाज लो
I want to hear about the difference between theoretical knowledge and realization. For example, I hear you say that the service of Radharani is the highest thing. I accept that, but I accept it as truth, but that I may not have realization. So what is the difference?
So much difference. Without realization, we are telling so. If there is something, a spark of realization, then we have so interest and we cannot live without that. Always beating and always doing, like Narada in his last time, when Krishna gave in his park darshan to him, right? As Billa Mangal is in his last time, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whipped and whipped in Gambhira, always beating.
So, realization means that you must have direct experience, or can it be just faith? If you have strong faith, is that realization?
No. We have jnan, not vidya. That is vidya. Krishna told Chatusloki Bhagavatu Brahma. And he told everything, what is Brahma, what is Krishna, how I am. Krishna told everything to him. What is Bhakti, what is Mahamaya, what is Yogamaya, Rite Artham Jatpateta Napateta Chatmani Jatham Jathabhava Jadgu Rupa Parma. Everything he told to Brahma. But said that he has no experience of all these things. Then he gave something from his inner by eyes and gave her hand on the head of Brahma, and everything he realized at once. And then he was Kritartha. Kritartha?
Realized? No.
Realized everything. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everything to Rupa Goswami.
Yeah.
But it was only knowledge. But he, when he gave his Shakti through, his Shakti in his heart, he at once realized everything. We are all telling everything by knowledge, by hearing. No experience. No experience. But when, by the mercy of any sincere Vaishnava or by Krishna himself, or Chaitanya, then we will realize. As we know that by drinking water, our this thirst will go out. We know theoretically, not practically. When you are so thirsty, and if anyone give you a glass of very good water to you, and if you drink, then it is very good. as Nara told Vyasadeva everything in Samyaprastha Ashram to Vyasadeva. And when he told that, I have no realization, I have heard everything. Then Nara told that you should, by practicing bhakti, you should realize yourself. And he told the matter. And then bhakti yogena manasi samyata
pranite
amale apashyata purusham purti sa. And realized how Krishna is, how his parikaras, and how jeev is going towards Krishna and from Krishna to back to Krishna to the here. And then what he said, wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Samadhi Bhasha for jivas. Jasya vai sunyamanayam krishne parma purushe bhakti upapadyate punsa so mob. Here upapadyate means bhakti is realized in heart. Then he will have to realize all this by practicing. We are keep darshan. And in minor way, Gaun, all will be pleased and come to you and give respect. They are bound to give respect, money and everything. This thing we realize, but not Krishna is not giving darshan. But we see that we have now interest in hearing his pastime. At first it was not, but now we realize. In chanting his name, something comes. We realize this, but we still did not seek. We are not seeing Krishna playing on floats, crooked eyes and all these things. How he is vidagdha, how he is rashi, and how he is vaidaki lila. He is Lalit Nayak. We don't realize. But by practicing so, we can practically realize. If anyone has bhav, there are some proofs for this. Bhaktire Samit Sindhu it has been told. Shanti Rabyakta Kalaktam Vyakti
Rahmanishwara. If you hear from a person who has realization, that is a way to gain realization?
Not at once, but after some time, by practicing and hearing and hearing. This is the way, but I have not realized. I want to realize. I have only a realization that now Krishna pastimes are so pleasing that I am feeling. His name is sweet. Up to some extent I am realizing something. I have also faith, full faith, that by practicing bhakti we can realize practically all this. But what I am doing, practicing how, it is no hope to realize. This is more and more and more. Like Bindu Mangal, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. No time in vain, not a single moment. To tell about prem, if asakti comes, whole life is changed. Whether it is summer or it is winter, whether I have taken clothes or not, whether I am naked or
full of dress,
whether anyone is doing apaman or samman. Always hankering for that Krishna mercy is not found. Always be. I see that I have not such this. No looking, nothing, no lamenting. I'm taking Mahaprasad and very sleep. I sleep. They have no sleep at all. They are sleeping and like this. No sleep at all. And remembering past times. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has expressed his all things. In Sikshamrita, in Chaitanya Sikshastakam, Yugayitam Nameshena Chakshusha Prabhushaitan is explained so marvelous. What he saw is the right thing. Chaudhi ke sunna dhatan.
Sunna dhatan chaudhi ke dekhi.
That further I am seeing sunna zero. And always tears in eyes. At once I saw that Krishna is playing on his clothes under a kadamba tree and sing towards us in a bankim drishti. At once I ran towards him and at once he vanished. I was about to catch hold and he was eka kadam and at last he. Then I became faint and body. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Kashi Sannyasi. How the thing we cannot tell of this. They have written something somewhere. We can imagine something. But actually what happened to them? No one can trace. As though we have no practical knowledge of this, but we yet you cannot live in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Why you run away? Why you come? I think that you are superior, then you are always hankering, coming. I prohibit not to come, but you are not saying that I am Satsang Maharaj, I have written so many books, I am so honorable person, everything. Giving in basket. What basket?
Trash.
So you are very honorable person.
Well, it's like you say, I realize that if you practice bhakti, you'll get respect. That's all I realize. I've learned that. But not that you get Krishna. So I want to learn that.
This is like a madira.
Wine.
Wine. Man becomes upset. What to do, what to not do, do everything. Anyhow, we should have that. This is something but greed. It does not vichar nahi karti. It does not think that whether I am qualified or not qualified. At that time anyone cannot see. I want whether I am qualified or not. This is the symptom of actual greed.
You were explaining how one who has prema bhakti, he will not leave Vrindavan for anything. But the gopis, when Narada Muni came and said, Krishna has a headache and the dust from your feet will cure that headache, they said, here is the dust from our feet, and we will go to hell, but let Krishna's headache be cured. So it seems for Krishna's pleasure, they will go.
Very good.
Out of Vrindavan.
It means not. That it denotes that they will never go.
What they are saying.
Only they want to die, they want to live, they want to do anything if Krishna has some pleasure. Only this meaning. They don't want to live in love. Why they don't want to live in love? Everything is telling the history of Krishna. Everything are Uddipak for Krishna to go. All the trees, all the lotas, all the dust of Vrindavan, Jamuna, Govardhan, all the trees, everything, deer, cows, everything, remembering Krishna. And if they knew that Krishna is not so anandi, not pleased, if we live in Vrindavan, they can live in Vrindavan also. But they don't, they know that by living in Vrindavan, Krishna is always pleased. Anyhow, Krishna is always here in Vrindavan. Any questions more?
I have one more. Our spiritual master used to say that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said a devotee should finish up your business in this lifetime. Don't come back for another birth. But you have explained that the goal of Gopi Manjari Bhav may take lakhs and lakhs of births. So, but we like to hear this urgent statement, finish up your business. So, how can we develop that urgency while on this path that takes so long?
There are two kinds of bhakti ambitions. Worldly and Gulok Brajdham. Both are wishes. I want to be satisfied by these worldly worldly things. Bhog Vilas, all these things. And second is to serve Radha and Krishna as a gopi, gopi bhava. Both are ambitions. But only this ambition of tasting world and bhog and vilas are called ambitions. Not to serve and Radha Krishna is ambition. But yet both are ambitions, kamana. We want to one that every wish other than Krishna should go out. Then, and but yet this is gone thing. Gone, you know?
Gone.
Minor.
But our root ambition is that we should serve as a gopi to Radha and Krishna. Up till then, this wish is not fulfilled. If I'll have to come here and go there and come here, are ready to go. In the association of Vaishnava, we cannot go at once in Golok Vrindavan. First, all worldly ambitions should go away. Then, by the association of Vaishnavas, we will be interested in up to Asakti. And then bhava will come. And you will have surely to come in this world if you have Swarup Siddhi. Up to Swarup Siddhi you will have to come. And after Swarup Siddhi, for Vastu Siddhi, you will have to go in that Brahmand, very Brahmand, where Krishna is appearing. And that in Prakat Lila, you will be the associator of that Krishna Nijajan, gopis. And then we will go in Vastu Siddhi. So after that time, you have to come again as Gop Kumar. It is seen in a book only. It seems that a day he attained that stage. But I see that so many Brahmans came and went. So many Brahma went and came and went. After that he got that stage. Because he himself became Brahma.
Yeah.
He went in also in Siddhalok, Brahmalok, Sadashivalok, and in Vaikunthalok. And from he returned, again went to Ayodhya, again to Dwarka, again he returned. In the meantime, lakhs and lakhs of Brahma were transferred here. And then he went to India.
But Maharaj, he didn't know clearly. He's, you know, he's Tai Baba. He had some kind of idea, but he didn't know.
Who?
So, Gopkumar.
No, he has idea.
He has idea because
he has returned from Vrindavan.
Govardhan.
By the will of Srimati Radhika. As his Gurudev,
yes,
he came. Gopkumar was ordered for this Govardhan Vipra.
Huh.
So he has everything.
He had everything and he still had to come so many times.
And he was telling his history that he had had to come so many times. And again, to fulfill the wish of Srimati Radhika, he has to.
He didn't need to go to Swarga, he didn't need to go to, you know, Pipalai where all the sages are. He could have gone to Braj immediately.
Mm.
So what is the difference? Everybody has to do it like that?
No. Someone will have to cross all this one by one.
Exactly.
But those who accepted bhakti, they will go at once there.
So then we don't have to wait for so many Brahmins.
No. But we'll have to.
But we'll have
for association of
Vaishnavas.
Vaishnavas, Manishadhak, and Siddha Parikar. Also, you'll have to wait for Parikas. As Ajamil was led to Vaikuntha by these four Parikar of Vishnu. But everything will arrange Krishna himself or Radhika. If you are dependent on them.
Kali Yuga is a very dangerous age and it gets worse and worse. So if we come back, it may be very difficult.
It is Kali Yuga that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and you have come. In Satyug, no mercy on you. But in Kali Yuga, you have mercy. In Satyuga and Preta and Dwapar, we could not realize these things. Mahabhav and Rasaraj, we have not heard. No word will come. But we are so much fortunate that to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associated. Chaitanya Chaitanya we are seeing, all the books are seeing, and his pastimes we are hearing.
But Gopkumar didn't have these things. So, in one way, we could do it faster, could we?
Certainly, we are more faithful,
fortunate
than Gopkumar also. Because he only went to Sakha, but we have not gone anywhere. But our goal is fixed that we should go to that.
उन्होंने
भी भिन्न अवस्थाओं को देखने के लिए दिखलाने के लिए ऐसा किया. You know?
Yes, I know.
Oh, this is still.
That's something you can use.
Keep it, and you should take.
I'll keep it 2 days. 2 days. How many days?
From tomorrow, after giving Thakurji, then we can take.
Okay.
On Ekasi, you should not use till. Whether it is Sat Tila Ekadasi, but yet you should not use. I'm going to.
One more question. We are hearing from you about Radha and Krishna, and we are becoming inspired. But in our deity worship, when we do puja, personal puja, then we become somewhat confused what is pratikul, what is anukul. And we are always thinking how to do this so it is, and many questions come. Now, last time you said it is best to worship Giriraj and Govardhan as Giriraj, as devotee. So now I was thinking the main worship is to offer Tulsi and Chandan. But if you worship as devotee and offer the Tulsi and Chandan, what should your meditation be?
If you give Tulsi in my tea, it is wrong. And if you give Tulsi in my mouth or on my head, is it opposite or Siddhant? If you put Tulsi in your spiritual master hand or head, is it bhakti virodhi?
She is offering to Krishna.
We give Tulsi to Gurudev. One can give it in the feet of Gurudev, but it is opposite to Bhakti Siddhanta. It should not be. It will be aparat. But if we offer Tulsi to Gurudev, you can give Tulsi as you give it to Gurudev or any Vaishnava. If you offer me Tulsi, it is given to Krishna and you are giving in my mouth. Is it contradictory?
No.
So we can give it to Giriraj like this. And if you want to give, you can give him as Krishna also. Then we'll have to think that we are giving in the feet of Govardhan. But everywhere Govardhan's feet and mouth everywhere and head everywhere. So you should think that whether we are giving it, offering in the feet of Govardhan, or in the mouth, or on the head, on or in the hand. So it depends on you. Know how.
Maharaj, you can offer to Krishna and then offer to Giriraj. You can also offer to Krishna and then offer Mahaprasad to Giriraj.
All depends on our bhavana, mood. If your mood is good, it will help you. The mood can giving that we are giving in the faith of Govardhan, then it means that he is Krishna. And if you are in a mood that we are giving in the hands of Govardhan, he will give it to Krishna. We offer Tulsi to Gurudev, but not in faith, but in the hand, on the head we give him. And we give it to Tulsi also here also. So both can be done. It depends on the mood. I'm unjustified?
Right.
We never give flute to Gurudev.
Huh?
We never give flute. Can we give flute to Giriraj as devotees?
We can. We can. But not ordinary person should be. If they are like Manjari, they can. I will think that I have stolen this bansi from Krishna and I am going to my Guru Manjari. And she will give to Vishakha. And they will laugh saying, Krishna, where is your bansi? So in this mood, we can do everything. All things depends on mood. But the sadhak should be of highest standard, not lower. They will do aparad. If anyone gives bansi in his guru hand, it is so pleasant. I will tell that O Guru, Gurudev, not Gurudev. O Prime Sakhi, have I stolen?
You hide it.
And Krishna is so sati, you should hide yourself. Then he takes and does like this. No heart. But if you think that our Gurudev will play on any devotee which has not gone up to bhava avastha, they cannot imagine that this bansi should be given to him. But after that, if he has mercy of Manjari, then he can have that.
One question.
What?
There is this story of Rupa Gaviraj that he offended Krishna Priya Devi. You know, in the life story of Vishwanath Chakravarti, she got the Shila that Das Goswami used to worship. You know the story of Rup Kaviraj. And then we are reading one translation, one compilation of this. And Rupa Kaviraj offended Krishna Priya.
Krishna Priya?
Krishna Priya Devi. She inherited Das Goswami's Shila. Krishna Priya. She of Radha.
Where you have read this story?
This is, we're reading in some compilation by some devotee of ISKCON. And we want to know if this is good. So it says there that Rupa Kaviraj was in Prem Avesh.
Huh?
It says there that Rupa Kaviraj was in Prema Avesh.
Avesh?
Avesh.
In Prema?
Yes. And then after he offended Krishna Priya Devi, then he fell down. Is this possible? It
doesn't
sound possible.
I have not heard anywhere.
He was giving Bhagavatam discourse. He was giving Bhagavatam lecture.
Who?
Rupa Kaviraj. And then she was chanting constantly.
Is it in any authentic book?
I don't know.
I have not heard.
You don't know.
I have heard of any Rupa Kaviraj that he neglected Jahnava Devi.
Oh, it was Jahnava Devi. Oh,
and he told that you are Ati Badi.
And that's why he fell down.
And that is why he left.
Became,
aside,
yes.
And he warned all Vaishnavas not to associate him. That idea. But not that story.
So this is probably not.
I cannot say because I have not read in any authentic book. You can show if I can. So.